The first coach on today's teleconference is Michigan's Kim Barnes-Orrico. The Wolverines returned three starters, including All Big Ten honoree and 2017 Nancy Lieberman Award candidate Caitlin Flaherty from last year's team that went 21-14 and advanced to the WNIT semifinals for the second year in a row. Coach, good morning. I'll let you start with an opening statement, then we'll take questions from the media.
Good morning, Chris. I'm excited to be on the call and to be the first speaker of the day. We are pretty thrilled about how practices have been going so far. Obviously, a lot of ups and downs with the beginning of this season, but we're led by all-conference player Caitlin Flaherty, who's really worked on her game a tremendous amount all summer and trying to take steps to get to the next level, as well as Hallie Thome, who was a freshman for us last season and stayed all summer to really continue to improve on her game, finished, I think, second in the nation last year in field goal percentage. So she's off to a great start. But really, our leadership has been by our point guard, Sierra Thompson, who's a four-year starter and a returner for us, who's playing really well at this time. We have a bunch of freshmen and sophomores who we think are going to contribute. So practice has been a little bit up and down, but the enthusiasm and the excitement with those three starters returning is really high. We're thrilled about our league. We think we compete in the top league in the country with some of the greatest players in the country playing in our league as well as coaches. So we're excited about where our league is at this point and really excited to get our exhibition game underway next week.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions from the media at this time.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star one.
You know, those media people don't wake up till noon.
We have a question from Christy Winter Scott with Big Ten Network.
Good morning.
Hey, Christy, how are you?
I'm great, Coach. Just a quick question. You said that Caitlin Flaherty had worked on some things. What skills did she work on specifically over the summer that you've seen improvement with?
Yeah, Caitlin's a tremendous scorer. I always tell the story. Her mom rebounds 1,000 shots, and she makes about 975, so she's an easy rebound. She just won a shooting competition the other night against our men's best shooter, making 21 of 25 threes. So she's a great shooter, a great scorer. But I think to be, first-team All-American, she knows she's got to be a better playmaker, a better rebounder, really make people around her better, and be able to pass the basketball. So she's really worked hard on that, getting stronger, being more physical, being able to take bumps and hits. She's real thin and kind of on the small side, but really also her court vision, her awareness. She's drawn so much attention to herself to be a better distributor and to really be able to make people around her better.
Right. And with Hallie Thome and coming into your sophomore season, it's a little different because your opponents can game plan for your skill set a little bit better. What have you seen in her game that has changed a little bit over the summer? And what has she added to her game for her sophomore campaign?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that's something that we really emphasize with Hallie as well, is that now everybody knows who you are. You know, when you're a freshman, you're a little bit under the radar. You're not the first or second or third person on anyone's scout. Now that's going to change for Hallie. So she has got to take steps to continue to improve her game. I think one of the things that she's going to face a lot more this year than she did last year was the double team, the immediate double. She had a tendency to turn it over a little bit, to not be as strong with the ball. So she's worked on her handle, becoming strong with the ball, just her overall physical strength, as well as being able to pass out of the double and to repost after the pass out of the double. So quick moves, quick turn before the double comes, and then being a good distributor out of the double team. And we feel like we have some decent shooters on the outside that if she can get the ball to Sierra or to Caitlin or to Nicole Munger on a double team, that puts us in good shape. So she's worked hard on that.
Right. And the leadership of Sierra Thompson, you can't really manufacture when you're in your final year what type of leadership comes of that. What have you seen from her in terms of being a vocal leader or a leader by example or a little bit of both, or what makes her different this year in that regard?
Yeah, so we have only two seniors, her and Danielle Williams, who Danielle Williams is a role player for us, but does all the intangible things. So Danielle Williams is more of the voice and will get out there and take the charges to win a game and to dive on the floor for the loose ball and to make the extra pass. But Sierra Thompson is our coach on the floor. She is the one that directs everyone. She is the one that helps the freshmen. She's the one that calms everyone down when they get anxious or when they make a mistake or when they put a lot of pressure on themselves. So they really count on her on the court to do all those things. She's an incredible scorer for us. And a couple years ago, she really led our team in scoring. And last year, she sacrificed that role to become more of a distributor. And she, I think, set our single season record for assists last season because she changed her role. This year, I think she's got to score a little bit more for us and take some of that pressure off of Caitlin and off of Hallie. And she's been able to do that in the first couple weeks of practice. But really, she is the coach on the floor, and she is the person that everyone on our team turns to for confidence.
Your next question is from Mike Carmen, Lafayette Journal and Courier.
Morning, Kim.
Good morning, Mike.
A couple questions. Just after the new rules were put in place last year, just what did you like? What didn't you like? What would you like to see changed with some of the things that women's basketball tried?
Yeah, I liked it. I liked the four quarters, but I think it was a little bit of an adjustment. I'm not sure if I love the free throws because I feel as if you need to, you should have to make that first one without getting that second one. We still get confused by that a little bit at practice where, you know, we're still shooting 1-1 sometimes. So we need a reminder. Even Sarah, my media relations person, who's supposed to be the guru of everything, sometimes forgets. But I think the advancing, as much as I'm not sure if I love it, I think it just added so much excitement to our game. And really, it adds excitement to practice every day, too, because it gives you an opportunity to practice things that you never got to practice before. And really to feel like, okay, 2 seconds left in the game, you still got a legitimate chance to win the basketball game or tie the basketball game, which is something that would have been pretty difficult to do in the past. So I really like that because I just think that it does add a tremendous amount of excitement to our game.
We have time for one final question.
It's from Mike Payton, XL Sports.
Hello, Cam. You've talked about the returning players and how they're going to help anchor this team. What are some other intricacies or elements that you think Michigan will need to refine to maybe get back into NCAA tournament contention?
Yeah, I think we need to go deeper. I think if anybody gets in foul trouble, our bench needs to be greater, and that's something that we've been trying to work on leading up to the beginning of the season. If Hallie, who's 6'5", picks up two fouls early on, who's going to play that spot? If our guards get in foul trouble, if someone's having an off day, what's our rotation going to be? And I think, you know, probably since I've been here, this is the deepest our team goes. You know, we go 8-9 deep without really losing a beat. We have an incredible freshman in Kaiser Gondrzik who had a 72-point game as a high school kid last year and was Miss Basketball in the state of Michigan. And she's transitioning well. And, you know, anytime you're a freshman, there's going to be ups and downs. But our sophomore class, with Nicole Munger and Boogie Brzezowski, along with Hallie, has really stepped up their game. But our four spot is really critical for us as well. We think that's been a spot where we've probably been weak the last couple of years. And Jillian Dunstan, now being a junior, has been practicing exceptionally well. Maria Backman backing her up in that spot has given us good minutes. So I think that's a spot that's really going to be a difference maker for us this year, as well as our ability to rebound the basketball being a little bit undersized.
Coach, thanks again for joining us, and best of luck this season.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks, guys.